Fingers crossed, I thank my lucky stars that I'm not all that superstitious, touch wood. But it never pays to tempt fate or cross the path of a black cat while walking under a ladder. I mean, look what happened to the Titanic. Like you, I used to think it was an iceberg that sank the tragic liner. But now I've learned the Titanic was sunk by superstition. I found all this out on a website, which startlingly revealed the Titanic's catalogue of nautical no-nos. Among them were women on board, priests on board, flowers on board, people with red hair on board, unlucky for them as well, and cutting hair at sea. In fact, there were three barbers on the Titanic. Quite what happens if a barber cuts off red hair is unclear. It could cancel out the bad luck, or on the other hand, maybe just make matters worse. Strangely though, the website overlooked one far more obvious superstition, that it's considered very, very unlucky to hit an iceberg at 22.5 knots. And what all that proves is that if superstition can sink an unsinkable 45,000-ton liner, you really don't want to push your luck in a very sinkable 18-foot sailfish, especially if, like me, you're groping with forces beyond your understanding. By that I mean wind, water, tide, sails, and all that other tricky boat stuff. On the other hand, I reckon I must be doing something right, because I haven't once hit an iceberg since I started sailing on the Blackwater in 2004. Of course, I've observed all the standard nautical superstitions, such as not renaming my boat, not painting my boat green, not shooting albatrosses, and not wearing faded red trousers. This last is not strictly a superstition, but a sound East Coast survival and fashion tip, as you might otherwise be taken for a Hamble stockbroker, and you really wouldn't want that to happen on a Friday night in the Queen's Head in Morden. That would be very unlucky indeed. Then there's the confusing matter of women on board. Well, they confuse me. When Jules first saw my sailfish 18 and noticed it wasn't a sunseeker, she told me that if she stepped on board, it would be unlucky. For me. I left it at that. Pity really, as later at twilight, as we lay in a romantic mud berth at an angle of 73 degrees, I planned on cracking open a fine Lambrini and casually mentioning the old pirate superstition about naked women on board bringing good luck. The words luck, pushing, and crushed sailfish come to mind. Of course, here on the East Coast, we have our own particular regional superstitions that have arisen over centuries of honest maritime commerce. For example, locals consider it very bad luck to accept payment by cheque, although they will grudgingly accept cash if you really insist on paying. They also consider it even more unlucky to write out receipts. In fact, they don't like mentioning money at all, and if you ask the price of anything, there are two stock responses. Either A, you can afford it, Dave, or B, not as much as you might think. It's all very quaint and charming. As for us leisure sailors, we have countless individual quirks of superstition and ritual to help us survive the trauma of a weekend on the water without dying. Julian, my salty old chum who's provided tireless service as my very own personal care in the community nautical caseworker, considers it very unlucky to have charts on board that are younger than his oldest bilge-matured, date-expired steak and kidney pudding, left over from Scott's first Antarctic expedition. That was the happy one where he didn't die. Julian is adamant that in-date charts will make you go aground. And I don't doubt it, because that's an area where his expertise is unrivaled. Julian also believes in out-of-date flares. Trousers, that is. As for me, I do all the normal stuff like carrying a crucifix, hanging garlic round my neck, swinging incense, and stuffing my pockets with all manner of mystic crystals, horseshoes, shamrocks, and heather. At times, the weight, I use shy horseshoes for extra luck, means my tender is dangerously close to being swamped. But I have no worries. That's because I have my bandana of special powers. It's red and white. I tie it round my neck and I never go sailing without it. And it works. I haven't died once. Indeed, there have been times when I've turned back halfway to Stone Sailing Club to drive home to fetch my bandana. So talismanic is its power. Of course, it's not just the bandana, but the way I tie it. but I can't reveal the secret knot, otherwise its magic would fail. Unfortunately, for complex legal reasons, I can't promote the bandana for maritime use. PBO's lawyers wouldn't allow it, which is a shame, as I'd already bought the web domain. So you'll have to find your own sailing talisman. I definitely wouldn't recommend a rabbit's foot, because they don't seem to bring rabbits much luck. Failing that, you could always go on a sailing course. It's a long shot, but it might just work.